Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you? Did you have a nice weekend?
My weekend was kind of quiet. Didn't do too much. Kind of hung around the house, listened to a few programs, planted onions, watched my chickens, played with my cats. Hey, this is Watcher Root. This is here, there, and everywhere. Just checking in. Lunatic fringe, things that you don't want to talk about, things that you don't want to think about, but absolutely need to. Hard to even turn the TV on. I rarely do anyway, but all the news, everything is bad, everything is sad, everything is heartbreaking. Everything that we see, we've read in the prophecies. It is lunatic fringe, I got to tell you. I just don't want to even think about it. You know, if you're a prophet and you've been appointed a watchman, if you've been given eyes to see and ears to hear the truth, and for some totally unknown reason to you, you are given words that you don't know what to do with, God bless you. Because it's a confusing time. You know, the great Adonai said that he would give dreams and visions and use the most broken cup to heap the biggest amount of information on. And it sometimes, boy, I'll tell you what do you think? If you have an idea, if you have a thought, if you have an opinion, or if you would like to just talk, if you'd like to talk to me, sweet talk me, or even yell at me, give me a call. My guest calling line is 347-945-5170. I am live every morning at 8 o'clock, FYI, and thank you for listening in archives. I got ready all weekend. I got ready. I did lots of things around my house. You know, I kind of took the hijacker mode and spent the weekend getting ready. But this is what the God of creation says. In Proverbs 16, verse 1, we can make our plans, but the final outcome is in God's hands. So there you go. I don't think he's going to be wrong. In verse 4, it says, the Lord has made everything for his own purposes, and even the wicked for punishments. Pride disgusts the Lord. Take my word for it. Proud men shall be punished. Iniquity is atoned for by mercy and truth. Evil is avoided by reverence for God. When a man is trying to please God, God makes even his worst enemies to be at peace with him. So we have enemies around us. Yes, evil men. And they are in control. The wicked men enjoy fellowship with others who are wicked. Liars enjoy liars. Mocking the poor is mocking the God who made them. He will punish those who rejoice at others' misfortunes. That happens to be Proverbs 17, 3 through 5. And then in verse 28, chapter 17, he says, an evil man sows strife and gossip, and he even separates the best of friends. So don't let the evil man creep in, the selfish man, for the Lord despises those who say that bad is good and good is bad. Proverbs 17, verse 15. He says this. He says that in verse 22, a cheerful heart does good, like medicine, but a broken spirit makes one sick. There you go. But we have great riches. We have great riches because we live daily working to gain not those riches which can be attained in this world, which passes away, where moth and rust and thief steals it away from you. They live by dishonest gain. The wicked are unfair, and their violence is all around them, but it will boomerang upon them. Evil men live evil lives, but good men live godly lives. Yes. And being a good neighbor who hears the cries of the poor, and he will not be ignored by the Lord. God loathes the gifts of evil men, especially if they're trying to bribe God, and he hates a false witness. No one's going to bribe God. Never. If you must choose to take a good name rather than great riches, for to be held in loving esteem is better than rich and gold. The rich and the poor alike go before the Lord because he made them all. And happy is the generous man who feeds the poor, who has humility and respect for the Lord. He leads not the life of a rebel, who walks a thorny, treacherous road, who values not his soul. If you learn, and if you are a child of God, if you've pursued the truth and chosen the right path and remain on it, you will be blessed. But even as the Lord says, the Lord preserves the upright, but ruins the plans of the wicked. The lazy man is full of excuses. I can't go to work. I can't go to work if I go outside. There might be a man out there to hurt me. Listen to this wise advice and follow it closely, for it will do you good. And you can trust in this. Trust in the Lord and no one else. Don't waste your breath witnessing to a rebel, because he will despise even the wisest advice. He is just like the poisonous serpent. Yes, sparkles and is smooth and tastes good going down. Just like good wine. Yep. But the word of God says in Proverbs 23:32, for in the end it bites like a poisonous serpent, it stings like an adder. You will see hallucinations and have delirium, tremors, and you will say foolish, silly things that will embarrass you in the end. And in Proverbs 24, it says, do not envy godless men, and don't go to war with them without wise guidance. Evil is all around, and the rebel's schemes are all sinful. Honor God. Honor God and be merciful to humanity. Yes, I'm going to stop for a moment. I'm going to teach in love and patience in a little bit, because that is what the Holy Spirit said, teach in Lamentations today, please. But I want to go into the fact that sometimes people are put into your lives for just one moment in time. Even sometimes people that you know for your entire life, once they've brought to you that thing which was intended, that word that the Lord God, the great creator, Adonai, Jehovah God said, into your heart this will go, that person may fade away and be never seen again. And that's happened to me in times past. And so when that comes to you, and that person is there, and it comes to your mind that that is the word that was brought to you, value it. And so because that was done, and I value the word, and it is so insightful, I would ask you to take this as valuable prophecy and explore it to its full extent. Be a Berean. Search out the truth. Because it says God's pleasure to hide a thing, but a king's wisdom to find the meaning. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young deer. Look there. He's behind the wall now. He's looking in through the window. And then he said to me, my beloved said to me, in my heart and in my soul, in the deepest part of me, rise up, my love. My fair one, come away. For the winter is past. The rain is soon over and gone. The flowers are springing up. And the time of singing birds has come, and spring is here. And the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. And the fig tree puts forth its figs, and the leaves are coming out. And the grapevines are in blossom. And how wonderful an aroma they are to me. Arise, my love, my fairest one, and come away with me. My dove is now hiding behind some rocks, behind an outcrop of the cliff. Call to me and let me hear your lovely voice and see your handsome face. My beloved is mine and I am his. And before the dawn comes and the shadows flee away, come to me, my beloved. I am ready. I'm missing you. Prepare your defenses, Babylon. Yes, the Lord said,
He is still God. Flee from Babylon. Don't get trapped. If you stay, you'll be destroyed when God takes his vengeance on all of Babylon's sins. The Lord says, I will stir up a destroyer against Babylon, against that whole land, and I will destroy it. The arrows of the enemy will strike down the bowmen of Babylon and pierce her warriors and all their coats of mail. No one shall be spared. Both the young and the old alike shall be destroyed. They shall fall down. Yes, for the Lord of hosts has said it, and he has not forsaken Israel. Babylon has been like a golden cup in the Lord's hands, a cup from which he made the whole earth drink and go mad. Well, when we go mad, will the whole world go mad with the trembling? Lament, lament Babylon. Lament, the Lord says, because of all the wrong things you've done. You've turned the people into slaves. There is no rest. You've persecuted them. You've conquered them. The roads no longer are joyous, but the roads to Zion mourn. They're no longer filled with joyous throngs who come to celebrate the temple feast. Her enemies are prospering. Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem, your enemies prosper, for the Lord has punished Jerusalem for all her mighty sins. She indulged herself in immorality and refused to face the fact that punishment would come. Her enemies have plundered her completely, taking every precious thing. And Babylon, she sees foreign nations violate her. Yes. They will be a woe unto the riches of the nation. And her enemies will plunder her completely and take everything she owns. And there will not be a temple that will be entered for her people. And her people will groan and cry for bread. And they will have little food to give them strength, though the Lord says. And then they will say, I am despised. And there will be sorrow. He sent a fire from heaven that burns. Within my bones he has placed a pitfall in my path and turned me back. He has left me sick and desolate the whole day through. He wove my sin into ropes to hitch me to a yoke of slavery. He sapped my strength and gave me to my enemies. I am helpless in their hands. The Lord has trampled all the mighty men, all the great, all the army that came to crush even the noblest ones, the ones that trampled his beloved city. For all these things I weep, tears flow from my cheeks. My comforter has been far away, for it is he alone who can help me. For now Jerusalem will plead for help, but no one will comfort her.
because the Lord has spoken. Let her neighbors be her foes. Let her be thrown out like a filthy rag. And the Lord is right, for we have rebelled, and yet, O people everywhere, behold and see my anguish, my despair, for my sons and my daughters are taken away as slaves to distant lands. Yes, I have begged my allies to help me. I have begged Egypt. I have begged those. O Lord, my anguish in my heart is broken. My soul despairs. I have been terribly heartbroken. For I see in the streets and in the towns in faraway nations that the sword awaits. I see that in homes there will be disease and death. And I hear the groans. And I know that there's no one anywhere that can help. There will be trouble everywhere. The Lord has said this time will come. He said he has promised it. He said he will look onto their sins and punish them because their sins are many. A cloud of anger from the Lord is overcast over Jerusalem. The fairest city of Israel lies in the dust of the earth, cast from the heights of heaven at his command. In his day of his awesome fury, he has shown no mercy even on the temple, the footstool. The Lord without mercy has destroyed every home in Israel. In his wrath, he has broken every fortress, every wall. He has brought that kingdom to dust and all of its rulers. He has violently broken down his temple as though it were a booth of leaves and branches in a garden. No longer can the people celebrate their holy feasts and Sabbaths. Their false priests, their false prophets, they will fall down together before the Lord. The ones that rejected the Lord's altar, the ones that led the weak astray, the Lord will trumpet above those. The Lord will send anguish upon the false prophets and will look upon their sins and punish them because they have left the weak with faint hearts. And those who reject the Lord's altar will be displaced. Yes. They will no longer be able to carouse around the temple of Israel. They will no longer be allowed to trample upon the holy mountain and celebrate their nonsensical practices. Because of this, the Lord has said he is determined to destroy Jerusalem. He has laid out an unalterable line of destruction. The virgins of Jerusalem hang their heads in shame. I have cried out until tears can no longer come. My heart is broken. My spirit is poured out as I see what has happened to my people. My people. My tiny babies. They are fainting in the streets. And they are dying in the streets. And they are crying out, Mom! Mom! We want food! Save us! And they are crying. and they are collapsing in their lives, ebbing away, wounded in battle. Has there ever been such sorrow? Has it ever been seen? To what anguish can we compare it to? How can I comfort you? These wounds are as deep as the sea. Your prophets have said so many foolish things, and they are false to the core. They have not tried to hold you back from slavery by pointing out your sins. They have lied and said, all is well. All who pass by and scoff and shake their heads will say, is this the most beautiful city in the world? Was this Babylon? Was this the joy of all the earth? Babylon the Great. All your enemies are deriding you, Babylon. They are hissing at you. They grind their teeth at you. They're waiting for the hour, and they're saying right now, it is finally here. We will see you fall. But it is not them. Because the God, the great creator God said, but it is the Lord who did it. Just as he had warned. He has fulfilled the promises of doom he made so long ago, has destroyed Jerusalem without mercy and caused her enemies to rejoice over her and boast over their power. But it is God. Rise in the night. Day and night, pour out your hearts like water to the Lord and lift up your hands to him. And plead for the children. Plead for them. For they are faint in the streets. They collapse. Their lives ebb away like those who are wounded in battle. But the God, the great creator God, said he has laid out an unalterable lie. Oh, Lord, think. These are your people to whom you're doing. Shall the children eat their little? Shall the mothers eat their little children? Those who bounced upon their knees. God, great creator God, you have deliberately called for this destruction in the day of your anger. And I am one who has seen these afflictions that come from the rod of the God's wrath. He has made known to me these dark things. Day and night, this is heavy on me. And through these words, he's made me old and broken my heart. I'm walled in, and I can't escape his truth. And even if they drag me into prison, there is only one ray of hope. His compassion never ends. It is only the Lord's mercies that have kept us from complete destruction. Yes, it's the Lord who helps one and harms another. Why should we murmur and complain? No, do not. You have made us as a refuge, and we will not be filled with fear or trapped in desolation. We will be lifted up, and you will be heard because you are listening to our pleading. You have heard our weepings because we came with a disparaging cry, and you said, do not fear. Do not fear. Oh, Lord, you are my law. You are my grace. You are my peace. You are the Holy Spirit into me. Thank you for listening today. God willing, I'll come back tomorrow. I love you all so much.